This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about me. We're gonna be alright.
Can you believe it's Friday already? Seems like it was just Monday, and it will seem that way again in a couple of days. It's Friday, the 26th of August. Mercury goes retrograde next week. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yep.
Look forward to.
Yeah, right.
Don't buy any electronics or anything with moving mechanical parts. My friends.
Can I buy something today? Or?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it's
good.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday goes retrograde.
The 30th. Wednesday.
The 30th is Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah.
All right. So you got till Tuesday. All right. So here we are on the air, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, where they focus on this past week. The week. That was the week that was. There used to be a TV show. None of you would remember that, but I, being the seasoned professional that I am, remember things like that. And so if we were to look back on the
week. Is that code for elderly? Because we're seasoned professionals, too.
I'm an older. I'm a younger. You're a younger.
He's more seasoned, a little spicier.
That's right. I'm a little spicier. Thank you very much. I like that, Kara. So the week. On Fridays, we always go through this past week with the charts from Talkers Magazine, the items that have been big discussion topics in the news talk radio world, the people who have made big impressions on folks, if you will. Ryan Lochte is at number 10 on the people list, and he's number 9 on the story list because of the scandal. And so now it appears he's going to be summoned to testify. If I were him, I'd tell the Brazilians to take a hike.
That's what I would say. That's what I would say.
They say, you'll have to come back here, and we'll want to take you to task with a fabricated story of the robbery.
But I don't understand how lying about a crime that never was committed or whatever, how is lying illegal?
It shows you how naive. I've said this a couple of times this week with regard to this thing. Not giving Ryan Lochte a pass. And he's going to lose all the endorsements he had anyway, so he's going to be out in the cold.
Right.
But this is foolishness. But the naivete of officialdom and police, in most of the countries in the world, they're not as... We think here that we lack a lot when it comes to supervision, government, policing, that sort of thing. But you think we're bad. You have to experience the rest of the world.
The idea is so bizarre to me that you would pursue someone who is in a different country already and charge them with something that really is not going to have any effect on anyone. Like, don't they have enough issues in their own country?
Well, they want to extort some more money because he didn't pay, and the other guy had to pay $15,000 or whatever to leave.
It's weird, though, because USA Today is still putting out articles, or at least they were a few days ago after everyone else had kind of, you know, admitted, he's guilty. They're still putting out articles saying that they had a reporter on the scene, and, like, the door was intact, the mirror was intact, like, nothing was broken in the bathroom. I never actually saw any video of them kicking the door in, so it's just, I don't know. It's very
much ado about nothing, as my father used to say. So let's move on. Number 8 this week on the story list is the hack, Leslie Jones' website hack, and the reference. I didn't realize that so many other stars have had this done to them. Maybe I wasn't around the day, or I just forgotten that it was something that was going on. But the same guy did this a number of times, apparently, and he's in the slammer for 10 years. And I think maybe the better way of handling that would be to put him in charge someplace, somebody hire him, and show powers that be, what do you do under the circumstances? How are you doing this? What do we do to plug it up or block it?
Right.
It seemed, yeah. Okay. The earthquake in Italy and the aftershocks still rattling residents there. That's number 7 on the countdown. Rescue crews working around. What did you say, Carrie? You saw the... I've not seen this video of the baby being pulled.
Yeah, well, there was a 10-year-old girl that was trapped in the rubble, I think, 17 hours on. And one of the rescue workers, I think, heard a voice or just... they were able to hear, like, noises coming. And so they pulled the rubble up, and they were able to pull, a little 10-year-old girl out. It was very...
wow.
It was special to watch.
Yeah, you see those things. So the burial for some of the dead starting today. Funerals are scheduled. 267 people are confirmed dead, it would seem. And the rubble, you see these pictures of the rubble. This would be part of the week in review. You see this on the Sunday morning shows. What I talk about naivete. I saw something yesterday when I said, what are you talking about? What are you, nuts? Somebody said, what made this happen?
Terrorism.
What caused the earthquake? Well, you're nuts. The earth is moving and changing all the time. So, that's the naivete of some of these people that don't know anything about anything, and it comes out. What causes earthquakes, you fool? All right, what'd you start to say, Karen?
I was going to say it's kind of interesting and morbid bringing up the funerals. I mean, where do you even put these people in a town that has been completely destroyed?
I can find a place to put them. There's always a hole somewhere.
Neighboring town. Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking neighboring towns, morgues, but Doug's just going right within the ground.
Right, yeah. Well, most of this sort of, for me anyway, brings around, this is a whole different subject, maybe it's a morbid subject. Do you realize how much land we waste burying people in the ground?
Yeah, it's true.
How silly that is? It really is silly. Some people have a preference, but you're going to turn into ashes anyway. Might as well speed up the process a little
bit.
Am
I the only one who thinks that being buried is really creepy? I've always been...
it is creepy.
The worms, the ants crawling around in your body.
Not a fan of cremation, but that's always what I expected I would do, because being buried in the ground just...
Nah. I want to have my ashes spread around with Charlotte. Charlotte's in a jar in my bedroom, and so when something happens to me, maybe if I'm lucky to be somebody else that gets intertwined, with the two of us, but when you're not breathing anymore, folks, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And there are a lot of people who say their religious beliefs don't let them do this, or they think it's barbaric or whatever it is. I think that it's practical, frankly. I remember when I first started talking about that was when I was in Guam, where they bury people above the ground because you drive down the main street. And those of you listening in Guam on K57, this is something that you know. They have two things that stand out when you drive, the first time you drive down the main streets of Guam. The snakes hanging from the telephone poles is number one.
Okay.
And then all of these places you go along, like there's a, I remember within the first mile, there was a convenience store. It was, it was a Guamian convenience store. It wouldn't look like a 7-Eleven. And then right next to it, on the other side of the street, there are all these concrete casks. And so I said to the driver, what are those? He said, that's where people are buried. Because they have, the sea level is such, the island is like 3 feet above sea level. So you bury people in the ground, and they're just going to float up anyway. So you put them above the ground if you don't want to be cremated.
In New Orleans, all the above-ground cemeteries.
Yeah. Well, look what happened in Louisiana with the... and that's, by the way, number 5 this week, the aftermath of Louisiana on the countdown. Look at all of the caskets and bodies and stuff floating around in the water with... any time there is a situation like this with this extreme flooding, most of the older cemeteries, the newer cemeteries, there are laws. You have to put the casket in a concrete pad, and they put liners around it and all that other stuff. But the old stuff, the pre-World War II burial grounds, caskets and bodies floating all over the place. They're not bodies, but bones. Mm-hmm. So, welcome to Good Day, folks. It's past the hour.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Ole Cassini, Truly Zach Posen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends August 30th. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes TV Studio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, let's see here. It's 17 half the hour. Excuse me. Looking at the other stories here this week that are in focus, the Clinton Family Foundation. What is there to say about that that hasn't already been said 100 times? I get that the people on the other side want to take advantage of it and use it as much as possible to sort of mop her up. But what I find more interesting in the presidential race, which is the number one item this week, according to the talkers' countdown, is the Trump immigration waffle. Is that what it is? If you look at the polls, and this is certainly where this is coming from, at least in my estimation, the polls show that majority of Americans favor letting people who are illegal in the U.S. stay here. And then there are other polls that back tougher deportation laws. So this contradiction that people are looking at, certainly the nominees are looking at this. I don't know that Mrs. Clinton's paying a lot of attention because she's pretty firm on what she said. And Trump seems to have been firm, but now he's waffling. And that, I think, is the most significant part of the presidential race story this week. Immigration, for me, is a very important item. I would choose, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into us all, hopefully, choosing, making up our mind, how do we choose? We don't just do it on one issue, we do it on a number of issues. But I think Trump's position, even though I think it's silly, some of the things he said, and not doable, but having some kind of backbone when it comes to this, which these people that are in there now don't have and haven't had, that's what I would like to see. Something that makes it more difficult for people to come in here illegally and stay and suck off of the public teat and take jobs and all that other stuff. I'm sick of that. So who's going to protect the working man and woman in America? Which of the two or which of the three? Clinton isn't. It doesn't even seem that important to her, but you kind of know where they are, where the Democrats are. And so you look to Trump to have some backbone. And it looks to me like his backbone isn't as strong as it was when he said, I'm not advocating the wall because I think it's silly, but let's have a strong position. He had one. Now he doesn't have one. So what does that tell you? He's becoming a politician. Trump is becoming a politician. Who would have thunk it? 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Imoli Oli Goody Goody for our Rusty Rack Friggle Records, that's for sure.
The
music of artist Harry Belafonte, who still at his age is fighting for social justice. He said, if you go back to some of the things that have come out of the 60s, Harry Belafonte, I was saying to the ladies during the break, he was always visible when he didn't have a hit. And when he, just before he would release a new song, he'd be, maybe, some people think that's not fair. But
so when he had a hit, he wasn't visible?
No, after, well, he didn't need to be visible to promote things because he had hits and he was on top of people's minds. When he wasn't, you know, if you, it's easy for people to forget who you are. You know that. That's why I don't take any vacations, because I don't want people to forget who I am. All right, anyway, so there's a social justice organization called Sankofa, SANKOFA.org, and there was a press conference yesterday, and in the press conference was a discussion of the latest move in fighting for social justice. What is the Many Rivers to Cross? Is that?
Yeah, that's the festival.
Where is the festival being held?
It's in Atlanta, and it'll be, it's the Sankofa.org organization is Harry Belafonte's, that's his charity that he's been working with forever, and they're the ones who sponsor the Many Rivers to Cross. It'll be their music and arts festival. I think this, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but it's been a while now.
Yeah. All right, so also in attendance and performing at this festival is John Legend.
When the war is won,
is
we will be sure.
He won the Oscar for last year for request song of Common. Yeah. I didn't see Selma, but I heard it was really good. My parents loved it.
It was very good.
To the heavens, superb. No man, no weapon.
Superb.
Against death, glory is destined.
Also presenting at Belafonte's event is Public Enemy.
The movement is a rhythm to us.
Macklemore. Jesse Williams. It's the first weekend in October they're having it in Atlanta. He told the press conference that Prince had also committed to perform. I don't think he's going to be there.
He'll be there in spirit.
Yes, he will. Really, literally in spirit.
Literally, yes.
Harry said Prince was one of the people who was very much a force in all of this. I was supposed to meet him the week he died, Belafonte. He said we were going to have our fourth meeting in New York. We got word that he had passed. Chuck D of Public Enemy says this is necessary. Artists linking up on real situations, real people doing real things. I think people expressing themselves this way is good. It's cool. It brings attention to it. The problem is sometimes, especially with Belafonte over the years, it's one-sided. You'd expect it, I suppose. Over the years, he's belonged to a number of the nonviolent groups. One of the groups that has been very controversial is CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. I had very little use for them. They're grandstanders to the nth degree. But a lot of stuff started not just around the justice movement in the 60s, but the Vietnam War brought a lot of these people together, and that was appropriate. A lot of interesting groups, and so there are plenty of reasons to be concerned about what's going on in the country, and
absolutely,
I think
yeah.
This will bring it to the fore again, and nothing wrong with that. Always being conscious and being aware is a good thing. 28 past the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1, find a quiet place if you can. 2, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. 3, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4, sit still because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Friends together on the air, spiritual beings in a human body until we end it all and either get, what did we decide we were going to do? Rather than getting buried, we were going to be consumed in fire. Is that what we decided? That sounds much more dramatic, doesn't it?
It's very
cremated. We're consumed.
Viking,
by
yeah, Viking right. Funeral.
Put them
fire.
In a boat and push them out to sea. That's the end of that. All right, so it's 34 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. There's the good news about a California woman. This is really something that's becoming a trend, and it's a welcome trend. This lady spent $50,000 of her own money to help a couple of hundred injured homeless dogs get the care they needed. Annie Torres has not always had money. A few years ago, she was trying to make ends meet. She'd find a homeless dog in desperate need of attention. She'd take the dog to the veterinarian and pay for it, figure out somehow or other. to pay for it. And in turn, she lived on eating hot dogs and macaroni and cheese. She'd pay the veterinary bills first. She said, many years, we really struggled. That lady lives in Woodland, California, with her father, Gus. She said all the time and work was worth it. It meant that an innocent, pure, cute dog would not get put to death. And that's the whole thing. I was in California about a month or so ago. I've talked a couple times about this on the air, going to an event that honored Warren Eckstein, the pet person who's on this program and has been doing this for, I think, 32 years. He's doing a radio show about dogs for that long. And he got an award. And I bought some stuff that was at the auction, the silent auction, as part of the event. And I got a bunch of it, and they used the money that I paid them for these things to save an old senior dog that was in one of the California fires. And so you look around at all the effort. The reason I'm telling you the story is because there's so much effort now. There's so much focus. And so appropriate it is, from my point of view, to save these sweet, innocent animals. For the most part, that's what these dogs are. Did I post that picture of that dog that got saved? Do you remember?
I don't remember seeing it, but maybe it was on your Facebook page?
Yeah, it may have been on mine. I'll have to dig it out, and I'll send it, make sure that it gets posted. Just the sweetest looking thing. And that's what some of these older dogs, I mean, we always can find a dog that's nasty and you don't care about, really. But for the most part, these are innocent beings that are here, and they need to be taken care of. Certainly, they have. I mean, I can say this about my dog, Charlotte. She took care of me. And so it was up to me to take care of her. And it's up to you to take care of your dog, because your dog is going to take care of you. So the story of Annie Torres, who's 46 years old now, last couple of decades, she's made it her mission to rescue as many of these homeless pups as she could. She saved over 200 dogs that she found roaming around. And when, you know, these get caught by the dog officers, they just euthanize them. So she spent $50,000 of her own money now. She finds most of them when she drives. Actually, she delivers. She finds homes for them, apparently. It looks like that's the story of the story here.
Yep.
She works hard to find homes for these people. She created a nonprofit crash fund to provide spaying and neutering for dogs. Raised $10,000 then, paid for $100 dogs to get spayed and neutered.
Which is so important. That's the real core
really,
issue.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of these rescues and the rescue that we work with, that's the number one thing, is raising awareness and the importance of spaying and neutering your pets.
Yep, it is. And so many people are so irresponsible about that. It is. That's the real bottom line here. When we went to New York, a year ago, May, to pick up Millie wasn't the object. Meredith wanted to have, she'd had a really good experience with a pit bull, and the dog lived well and with her, and she loved him, so that's what she decided she wanted to do. So she called and said, why don't you come to New York with me, and I want to find a dog, because it was right after Charlotte died, and it seemed like the right thing to do. So away we went down, looked at a couple of pit bulls, and the males have to be neutered, so you pay for them to be neutered, and then you go back and pick them up a few days later. But then, as we were walking around in this facility, it was basically called the Brooklyn Kill Center, because that's what it is. It was a place where dogs in New York had brought. If you don't find a home for them pretty quickly, they euthanize them.
Yeah.
So over in the corner was this really cute dog that saw the two of us and jumped up on the edge of the cage. And Meredith said, let's look at this dog and see what she's about. Didn't know it was a she at the time. So he took her out. She was a little aggressive with other dogs, but she was so happy to see us. And so I ran around the lot with her, and then Meredith was determined that I was going to have a dog. And I didn't really want a dog, but I said, okay, let's see what we can figure out here. So filled out the paperwork for her. Name was Milagro at the time. And so paperwork for her, and then paperwork for this other, the male dog, that we were going to go back down a couple of days and pick up. So we changed her name quickly to Millie. She just looked like a Millie. She looks like a Millie. She's Millie. So she jumped in the car, immediately jumped into Meredith's lap and spent the whole trip all the way back to Meredith's lap. And when we get home, Meredith says, okay, here's your dog. So I bring her into the house. And we
She's
go
like,
to sleep.
I prefer the nice lady.
Well, no, she didn't actually. Well, she did. She's been great. She's really a perfect dog, I think, for Meredith. But under the circumstances, you know, she said any number of times it seems that Millie is happier with me or more excited to see me than she is her, which isn't true. But she's a really a fine, protective dog in that respect. But anyway, the first night she was home, I took her upstairs and we went to bed. I had her on the bed with me just to keep my eye on her. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and she can hardly breathe. So I brought her to the vet place, and she had this cough. They call it kennel cough, and it had become respiratory pneumonia, and she almost died.
Oh.
And so the reason I'm telling you the story is because when you go to when you are working with people like this lady that we're talking about, and she goes into various places, you don't really know what the places are all about. You don't know what you're getting, and oftentimes you're going to get something that isn't desirable, or at least at the beginning, the dog's in trouble. For all kinds of reasons. So you need to bring them to a vet, need to get them checked out, need to know that they're healthy. Because there's no sense in getting all involved or all invested in a dog like that and then have them sick and die. You need to know that beforehand. And a lot of people, to their, you know, they don't know what the conditions of these dogs
are. And there really isn't any money associated with these kill shelters. I mean, they don't give them vet checks or anything.
No, but they're all run by private organizations, usually non-profit organizations that are just aimed, as this lady, they're aimed at helping the dogs.
Right. I mean, in this case, her dog, Pickles, is pretty famous. It's a gray and white pit. And she found her she was abandoned at a local shelter. And she had, like you were saying, she had a really serious bowel injury. And she was slated for it to be put down, and they Annie went in and rescued her, and I think that she had 3 different surgeries that saved her life. But that's so expensive,
very expensive,
and that's why so many of these animals don't really have a chance, because if there's a lot needed to be done, you know, a broken elbow or whatever, and that she's encountered all of this with the dogs that she's rescued, they really don't have a chance unless someone like Annie comes in and puts her own money on the line, and her vet has been giving her a discount for years. And 2 of my friends are vets, and they're they work with our organization, and they work with the ASPCA in New Jersey, and they volunteer all of their services.
Yeah.
Just because, vet bills are expensive.
Yeah, very. I remember when Charlotte got run over, by the time we were done, it was about $8,000. But it was worth it because she was worth it because she was.
Of course, if you can afford it, it's worth it, yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes even if you can't. But, by the way, speaking of expensive, the MLS listing on the most expensive house in the world, $1.1 billion.
I need to see what this house looks like.
15 full-time gardeners. The application of a green thumb, I guess, in several different ways. Imagine that, a house
an
estate that's worth $1 billion. Wowie zowie. There's some of the stuff in New York. I've seen some of these apartments are these really plush penthouses going for 35, 38, 40 million bucks. The Russians. Most of the expensive real estate in New York and Los Angeles is being sold to Russians. If you didn't know that, the Russians are all over the place buying expensive real estate in New York. I saw one Russian oil guy bought a place for his daughter in New York. It was $14 million. You know, that kind of stuff. They just, money is nothing to these people like it is, you know, to us. It has relative value and worth, but when you get into these numbers, it doesn't mean anything to people. It's really very interesting to see, and thus created the villainy around money, which is also kind of silly because without it, we all need it in order to exist. Some of us have more than others, and sometimes that's luck, and sometimes it's hard work, but this whole business is. I only mentioned this because I found it interesting. I'd never seen a house that was on the market for $1 billion before. But
it's only 10 bedrooms. That's not a lot for $1 billion.
No,
but 10 bedrooms, Olympic sized swimming pool. Okay.
Yeah.
But
they have a 50-meter pool that is huge.
It's an Olympic sized pool. Yeah.
Yeah, 50 meters. Where do you put that?
In the backyard.
Well, when you have
house.
$1 billion
big backyard.
It's in the south of France, in case anyone's looking to buy $1 billion house.
All right. Let's hear it for big real estate. All right. We'll pause here for a moment. It's 45 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
So here's an interesting grab on technology. If you have Apple iPhones, iPads, update time, they didn't even know this flaw existed until some activists over in the United Arab Emirates had a strange link texted to him. He forwarded the link to researchers because he didn't want to open it. I don't know what there was about it that made him send it to Apple, but it was sent to Apple. Apple found that if he had opened the link, it would have given hackers access to things like his emails, his calls, his location, basically everything.
Wow.
And so Apple has fixed this flaw. It won't get in the way of their new, when are they coming out with the iPhone 6 iOS or whatever it is? What's the next iPhone?
The 6 SE will be out. Yeah, that will be out at the end of September. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, they'll make the big announcement and then maybe it'll roll out in October.
The lesson here is plain and simple. Never click on anything, no matter what you've got for a device, from anybody you don't know. Just don't. Just put delete. Psh, gonzo. Why would you open something from somebody that you don't know? Good God. That's like certain disaster. Even somebody like me knows that. It's 10 before the hour.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Three past the hour now, Tech Talk time. Our job at the moment is to go through the top five technology items this week in the spirit of the countdown from number five to number one. So as usual, I will play the big important role of the big voice announcer and the lesser role of actually telling you what the
stories
are.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
All right, so let's get going here at number five.
Well, big Netflix news this week. Netflix is coming to hotels everywhere. So if you are staying at a Marriott or a Hilton or a La Quinta, they've already rolled out a test program. And NCO, which is the company that runs all the entertainment systems for a whole lot of hotel chains, they now just acquired the rights to show Netflix in hotels in all countries where Netflix is available. Now, obviously, that doesn't include North Korea because they have their own Netflix that we talked about last week. But this is going to be great for, it'll offer Hulu and other streaming services as well. And this is great for people who need Wi-Fi in hotels because now people will be watching Netflix on the TV and not sucking up the hotel's Wi-Fi.
There you go. Number four.
At the end of the summer, there seems to be a trend now, people wanting to purge their stuff, and instead of spring cleaning, it's end of summer cleaning. And so there are some really helpful new apps out there that let you host a virtual garage sale or help you get rid of things that you don't really know what to do with. And your old books is a category. People really don't know what to do with them, and if you throw them out, they just end up in a landfill, so don't do that. But there is a new app called Book Scouter, and if you've purchased anything from a text textbook from school or just regular hard copies of books that you've read, beach reads, you can go, you can log on to the Book Scouter app, and it searches 30 websites that help you buy back books so that it can help you get the best price. And then people like Amazon come in, and then they will buy up the books, and then you can resell them and then make some money. So off your junk.
Books this week online. One of them was a couple of pet books, and then a book about John Wayne. They were all used. It's cool.
Yeah, which is very green and environmentally friendly. So it's definitely the way to go.
Right. Number three on the countdown of the hot items from technology this week.
So virtual garage sales are a new really good big thing. And, Doug, you had asked if Craigslist has an app. They do not. So they've obviously missed out on this. But there's an app called Let Go, and there's another app called Wallapop. And they both let you set up a virtual garage sale, anything that you want to sell. Weird stuff that maybe one specific person is looking for. You know, the one man's trash is another man's treasure, that kind of a thing. So you can sell everything on the Let Go and Wallapop apps. Wallapop has become so popular, they now have 13 million users.
Wow.
just to sell your stuff within your geographic area. So it's
very
great.
Cool. All right, that's number three. So we get now to number two. Pay attention to this, folks.
Yeah, this is my favorite story of the week for technology. This is a really important site. It's the Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. They have a brand new app called the Healthy Living app. And this you can take with you to a store. You can scan all of the beauty products and household cleaning products, and it will let you know the level of toxicity in different categories, the risk of cancer, the risk of reproductive issues, environmental issues. This they have a database of 80,000 products now and 2,500 household products. And you'd be really surprised how much time you can spend on this app and on this website finding out just how not clean your cleaning products really are. So this is my favorite site, EWG.org, and you can download their free app, the Healthy Living app.
What do we ever do before all of this stuff? How do we survive?
Well, you know, I mean, if before someone started keeping these companies in check and keeping all these toxins in check,
so these people didn't even exist.
Well, maybe there's a big reason why there's such huge cancer rates, because no one has known any of this stuff.
A lot of it has to do with this. You're right about that. Okay, and now we get to number one.
This was the big social media story of the week as far as tech goes, and it involves Instagram. Researchers at the University of Vermont and Harvard University got together, and they studied 43,000 Instagram photos from 166 volunteers, and it turns out the filter that you use on your photos can actually predict, with 70% accuracy, can predict your level of depression. And there have been some other studies that have tied over, you know, social media use, or a lot of social media use has been tied to depression. And when you see things like the kid who climbed Trump Tower a couple weeks ago, you know, he had a very strong online presence and became obsessed with social media and Instagram and things like that. And obviously, you know, there's some issues there with him too. So now they're saying if you use Valencia, which is a bright saturated filter, that's happy users, and Inkwell is a moody black and white filter, and that corresponds most to depression.
Top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.